All right, it's live at 51, presented by Xfinity, and we're at Texans House, presented by Courtyard by Marriott, and this is a great place to be, kind of an exclusive environment for sponsors, partners, suite holders, that kind of thing, located downtown Houston, right near Super Bowl Live, and it's a terrific place to be, and we're continuing our conversation here, and I think maybe the headline of the week is something that we didn't address yet, which is J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Looks like he's ready to go. Now, not ready to take the field today, but he's ramping up. He says he's healthy, and I think that was a real breath of fresh air blowing through Houston this week that Watt will be ready for 2017.
Yeah, I was at an event with him on Monday night out on the west side of town, or Tuesday night on the west side of town, and the first thing that stood out to me when I saw him was he's bigger than he was the last time we saw him publicly in the playoff game. So he was on the sideline in the playoff game, and he's bigger than he was then. That was about a month ago, roughly.
Right.
So he's looking good, and in talking with him, he's working out 5.5 hours a day.
That's what I do usually.
Let it settle in. Five and a half hours
Gosh.
Per day. And it's mainly core work because he's got to strengthen up the stuff
that's
in
the
front of his
deal.
Back to get ready. But the rehab process is in the rearview mirror for him now. He's focusing on regular conditioning, regular off-season conditioning. He said he thinks he'll be ready for OTAs, for the team's off-season conditioning. That's not to be determined by him necessarily, but he's got the confidence that that's going to be the case. Sounds like he's going to suit up week one, be fine.
I just start thinking, I said that we used to talk about this during breaks of the game. Can you imagine what happens when a healthy Watt comes back? And look, that's something that I think people will say, but in their minds they know, like, okay, J.J.'s going to come back as J.J. Watt. But there is that possibility that he doesn't come back as explosive as he was. But I think that concern is few and far between. But you start thinking about what you can do. And look, if Vince does decide to retire, as he's talked about, and Vince's career is over, we thank him for the 2 years, because one of the things that he's going to take away from here is how valuable he was for DJ Reader. DJ Reader's progress as the last draft pick of the Texans in the fifth round may have been the most impressive rookie of all the six guys taken. And so you have Reader in the middle. You've got Watt. You've got Clowney. You've got Merciless. You've got McKinney in the middle. Cushing. Now, you got to decide what you can do with A.J. Boye, but you got Kareem back. You got Kevin Johnson coming back healthy, who can be, I think, one of the better young corners in the NFL. You got an opportunity to not just be talking about the best defense the Texans have had, but you're talking about, again, number one in the league. And then you're putting yourself up there in that rarefied air of, and you're going to, you know, hit your head on the ceiling of the 2000 Ravens, the 85 Bears. But if it comes together, you think about the dynamic talent you have with those guys. This defense can do what it, at that point. And that goes back to the comments about Bob McNair. You've got a window with this defense. Don't let the window close. Don't let the window of opportunity close.
Right.
You've got to have better quarterback play to maximize the defense that you have. And that's the thing. You don't need Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers-like play. You just need competency week in and week out, that if you had to put the offense on your back, you could.
Give me 25 touchdown passes and 10 picks and 3,500 yards, and we're there.
We're there.
Just don't throw the picks.
Don't throw the picks.
And score inside the red zone.
Lombardi trophies, if that's the case.
True. Six straight, huh?
Yeah.
I'll take one consecutive at this point.
And one on your pointer finger.
One in a row will be fine with me, and then we'll deal with it from there. Yeah. Please.
I'm getting greedy.
Yeah.
Six?
He looked good. He's doing well. Yep. He's in a great frame of mind. He spoke with the media on Wednesday morning as well, and he's amped up, man. Somebody in the crowd that I was where I was asked him a question, well, you know, how excited are you to be teamed up with Clowney next year? And he said, I can't wait. You know, we've got an appetite for quarterbacks, and it's insatiable, he's going to drop some guys next year.
So I was on Radio Row doing Snapchat stuff, and A.J. Boye was making the rounds, and I did a snap with him, and I said, hey, A.J. Boye, go Texas. He said, go Texas. I said, are you going to be a Texan? He said, we'll see. And if I'm A.J. Boye's agent, I'm a very happy individual, and I want to warn all the Texans fans. I mean, obviously they want to re-sign A.J. Boye. Who wouldn't? But a lot of teams are going to feel that way, and a lot of teams are going to back up the Brinks truck for A.J. Boye. There's no question about it. I mean, the guy is a tremendous talent, and who wins the free agent derby most often? Who does? The team that parts the most money in the bank account. And I don't know if this team's going to be able to do that. I mean, they're already spending big money. Kareem, J-Joe. You look at on this defense, Cushing, Watt. Clowney's payday is going to come sooner than later. So you have a lot of considerations there. And I know they want to re-sign A.J. I think it's going to be difficult to get it done. I'd love to see it happen. We'll see if it actually occurs.
Here's the thing that you've got to understand as being a free agent, and I'm not giving A.J. Boye advice at all, but I think about a guy like Maxwell that went from the Seattle Seahawks where he was in a perfect situation. He was the third corner, showed a lot of promise. Mm. The Eagles said, come on, we'll pay you a bunch of money. He goes out to Philadelphia. It's a different scheme. And then all of a sudden he's gone within a year because he's traded down to Miami. Now, he got paid. Yeah. He got paid a lot of money. But he wasn't going to go to a Pro Bowl. He wasn't going to be thought of in the same way that he was. Right. In fact, he was in Philadelphia. They did not think very highly of him because he was asked to do something completely different. Now, what A.J. was able to do this year, I think he could do it a lot of different places. But when the scheme is different, when what you're doing is different, when the team around you is different, when you don't have Watt, Clowney, and Merciless in front of you, it puts more pressure on you, and all of a sudden you're paid Nnamdi Asamoah-like money.
Right.
People are going to expect you to be a five-time Pro Bowler in 3 years. So that's a consideration, too. Now, I'm not saying A.J. should take a hometown discount, but you get paid and you stay here, you look at your opportunity here, listen, you're going to get more money in your contract no matter what than you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Would you like to have money and a possible ring, or would you like to just have money?
I go back and forth on those, just speaking from a player's perspective. You want to win because this is a limited window you have to work your craft, and you want to do it at the highest level with the best group of individuals around you comprising a team. But you also, I sound like Spencer Tillman right now, also, you want demonstrated ability to generate confidence. He's awesome with that. But also,
yeah, he's better at that.
Yeah, he is.
You sound like Mark Vandermeer.
I'm nowhere close to being Spencer Tillman. So you also want to get paid because, let's face it, it's a limited window of opportunity.
Absolutely.
To get all the money you possibly can. And I want to balance that somehow. I think what you said, John, does apply to that, where, yeah, you're going to get more money than you have ever had, and you're going to be on the best defense in the league.
Yeah.
Potentially, anyway.
I would hope that that matters because you're a key piece on that defense going forward. I mean, you think about before Kevin Johnson got hurt. Now, I don't think that the Texans really got hurt by a tight end the rest of the year because they really didn't face anybody like Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. But had they gone into the playoff game and Rob Gronkowski was still playing for the Patriots, and you had Kevin Johnson. See, that's the way you got to think going forward, is what's the team that you have to beat? It's not just you got to beat the teams in your division. But you got to think beyond that. You got, okay, how are we going to beat the Patriots at some point?
Right.
Well, you got to be able to stop these weapons. Well, how'd you stop Kelce? Well, you did with A.J. Boye because you put Kevin Johnson and J.J. on the corners. You put A.J. on Kelce. Well, you can do the same thing on Gronkowski.
Yeah.
You know, you got to start thinking that way. But I heard the new GM for the Indianapolis Colts say this. Chris Ballard, who's somebody I've known for a long time, and I heard him say this, and I agree with this wholeheartedly, and this is why I think Kareem Jackson was brought back. I think it's why Derek Newton was brought back. You develop your own. When you have a good player and you have developed that player, whether you've drafted him or you signed him as an undrafted free agent, you have developed that player. You develop your own. Now, obviously, a guy has a decision to go somewhere else.
Well, especially when it's been someone you had to pay nothing for,
right.
Basically. I mean,
he's an
undrafted free agent.
Right.
And on top of all that, like, talking back about where he might land other than Houston, I've seen a lot of people I follow in Dallas, a lot of people in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
I've already brought that up. Indianapolis would be a nice little spot. They need help on defense.
Anybody who needs a corner is going to look at this guy.
I'm going to fight Chris Ballard if that happens. He can't have A.J.
If
Boye.
If you know him, tell him, hey, I got some dirt on A.J. Boye, okay?
Yeah, we're
not going to do that to A.J.
No, A.J. is too big a sweetheart
He's
to do that.
He's such a nice guy, too. My gosh,
he is.
Isn't he?
He is.
He's great.
I don't want to see him in Colts blue.
No,
I'm having enough trouble with Chris Ballard being in Colts blue. It's driving me crazy.
How about at the media party, I ran into Andre Johnson's mother, and we were talking about Andre's days with the Colts, which weren't many days, but that one game that they won here,
oh my goodness,
all that stuff, and she was so torn and everything, and it was just great to see her. Just one of the many great Super Bowl events happening this week. We are live at 51, presented by Xfinity here at Texans House, Courtyard by Marriott, presenting Texans House in downtown Houston.